The following is an interview between His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and a group of scientists, recorded July 2, 1974, in Melbourne, Australia.
These are all misconceptions. Because I am not this body, I am spirit soul. When the spirit soul goes away, then where is the distinction? Suppose in hospital, some Hindu dies, or some Muslim dies, some Christian dies, the spirit, they are stacked together as useless matter. Is it not? There is no distinction there. Now, Hindu, Muslim, Christian, white, man. Now it is dead body, what is it? So, but while living, while the spirit soul is there, they are divine. This designation. So this knowledge that so long the spirit soul is there in the body, it is important. As soon as the soul is gone, it is useless. But people are giving more stress on the body than on the active principle, living force. What is that? There is no study. Suppose you are all scientists. What is your study about that living force? That is moving the body.
Yeah. I would agree with you that the body, when a person dies, is material and dead in the terms we use, and the spirit moves on. But and I accept from that that at that stage one has nothing to, one has no worry about the body. But in the stage that we are now, where our body and our soul are together, it seems to me that this is one unity, and you can't use the argument that at that stage you should neglect the body.
No, we don't say neglect the body. But the important factor, just like the Swarup Dhamma has explained, that behind this material combination there is an active principle, which is soul. That is the important thing. But in the modern age, they are giving more stress on the unimportant thing, and they have no knowledge of the important thing. This is the difference.
I'm a little uncertain from reading some of your comments about the primary aim that you would set for science. I would place a great deal of emphasis on the contribution that science can make to the community.
Yes.
With respect, sir, I notice you wear a watch. This must be obviously a product of science, and this is what it's about. But you are stressing time and again in your writings the need to concentrate on the laws that you set out in order to achieve some standing in the future, in the life hereafter.
Yeah.
Isn't this at the risk of neglecting the people who are sharing this life with us here and now?
No, it is not the question of neglecting. Just like formerly there was no watch, and still they used to keep time by the movement of the sun on a dial, just making some marks on the stone. Do you know this?
This is unknown.
Yes. So their work was going on. The work was not suffering for want of this watch.
I agree.
Yes. So, but we have got good brain. Instead of utilizing the brain to know what is the active principle of this whole universe. If we utilize that brain for manufacturing a watch, that is not a very good proposal. You manufacture watch, but at the same time, you try to study the active principle, who is the watchmaker. I am seeing the watch with the eyes, but as soon as the active principle is gone, no more, see. Where is that science? A watchmaker is making screwdriving and doing so many things. All of a sudden his heart fails. No more. What is that active principle? Where is that science? That is my book.
It wasn't the manufacturing aspect, it was the creative aspect that I was concerned with. That there is a creative faculty in man,
yes,
that can be used to benefit the rest of mankind. Isn't there a tendency?
Creative faculty, therefore we first of all need to state the creative faculty that watchmaker is doing nice work. But who has made that watchmaker? Who is that creative faculty? You are a scientist, you have good brain, but you cannot manufacture the brain, but who has manufactured your brain?
But isn't it the use to which the brain is put that is
If you are a scientist, you create a similar brain like you. That you cannot do. But somebody has created your brain. And who is that person? Professor, I am saying, big scientist. But he could not create another Professor Einstein so that after his death the work would continue. Because the brain creator, the brain of scientist created by somebody, that is not in your hand. You cannot create another similar brain, that is not possible. And if you are surprised with the mechanical arrangement of the small watch, why you should not study the mechanical arrangement of a great scientist? But it is the master, as the mechanical arrangement of the watch is made by some brain, similarly your brain, not Professor Einstein's brain, that is also made by another scientist. And who is that scientist? We are glorifying the brain of the scientist, but we are not glorifying the scientist who has made the brain of the scientist.
If we weren't being recorded, I would make a comment, but we are. Sir, could we move from the metaphysical to the material for a brief moment? We were not certain from reading your book whether it would be acceptable, but Dr. Harrop has there a special sample of cheese, which we wondered if we might present.
This is cheese that has been made in the CSIRO from cow's milk, and I hope that perhaps you might enjoy it.
Thank you. So you can give some cheese to the scientist. Yeah, it's just for the scientist. You have got that sweet ball?
Well, I could have found it, isn't it? I didn't.
You go ahead and find out.
This is a variety of cheese, what we call a Gouda cheese, which comes originally from Holland.
Oh.
But it is very much liked in Asian countries, and Australia has quite a large export market to many of the Asian countries, and more particularly to Japan. It seems to appeal very much to the taste of
cheese-loving people in these countries, and this is a product which is becoming more and more popular in these countries.
From meat you can prepare hundreds and thousands of people.
Oh yes, yes.
Even in cheeses there are probably hundreds of varieties.
Yes.
Yes.
We make.
Yes.
We actually make at least 10-20 kinds of sweet preparation we make from the cheese. Therefore, our, as recommended in the Bhagavad Gita, Rishi Goraksha Vanijyam, Rishi Goraksha, people, a class of men should be trained for agriculture, producing food grains and cow protection. Cow protection means you get the milk, sufficient quantity, and from milk you get so many nutrients, full of vitamin food.
It's a complete food, isn't it?
Yes. Those who are meat eaters, they can eat other non-important animals. But cows must be saved, even from economic point of view. Here it is said, the Gorosa. Does not say Krishna, elephant Rosa. Elephant is a big animal, and at least 50 times more than cow. There is flesh. But it is not recommended. But the cow protection is recommended, because it has got the miracle food, milk. And from milk you can prepare hundreds of people. All meat is just full of vitamin A and D.
Yes.
So therefore it is recommended, Goroksha. It is not that meat eating is stopped. Meat eaters may kill other non-important animals, but don't kill animals, cow. And besides that, from moral point of view, we are drinking milk from the cow. So, she is mother. According to Vedic understanding, there are seven kinds of mother. Adho Mata, real mother. Adho Mata, Guru Patni, the wife of Guru, spiritual master. Adho Mata, Guru Patni, Brahmani, the wife of a Brahman. Brahmana means the most intelligent class of men in the society. Who are Brahmana, that is also mentioned there in the Shastra. So his wife, Adho Mata Guru Patni, in general the understanding is any except your wife, all women is your mother. That is the instruction of Chanakya Pandit. Matrivat paradareshu, all women should be treated as mother. Paradasa, parada means other's wife. So every woman who has married, it is compulsory. This is the Vedic system, that every woman must be married. It is the duty of the father to see the daughter is married, must be married. It is called konna da. He cannot evade this his responsibility. He must. The father's duty, as soon as the girl is grown up, immediately some boy must be found out and hand her over. My dear boy, I give you this girl in charity. You take care and give her protection. This is marriage. And he agrees, yes, I take charge of this girl. In our society, we get married. Your government has approved our society that we can. So
the government has, Australian government in the latest gazette has recognized the Hare Krishna movement as a qualified religion eligible to perform legal marriages.
And the other day, Reverend Pawan came. He also has given his announcement in the paper. What is that?
Don't be alarmed at the Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
Very Gordon Paul.
Yes,
we were alarmed, wouldn't we? Could we tell that?
Actually, we are placed to give something substantial to the human society. This is our mission. We are not that group that showing some magic and take some trees and it is not our business. We have got so many literatures, full of treasure house of knowledge. We have to distribute them. Not bluffing, showing magic or this or that, miracles. No, it is an institution for giving knowledge to the human society. The first beginning of knowledge is that at the present moment, people, although very much proud of their advancement of knowledge, he does not know what is the active principle of life.
Could we cover one more subject, sir, before we close? Or do you have
I would like to ask about the writings and where the tantalums are, but you go first.
You should read the book. Yes. I have a very good friend, a Brahmin friend, in the Indian Atomic Energy Commission. How do you view the development of the potential for nuclear explosions in India?
Yes, from the Vedic scripture, we can understand from you have the first part of Bhagavatam.
Yes, yes. What one?
The Vasuttama, the release, the Brahmastra.
It's not an apocalyptic.
A similar nuclear weapon was there, which was called Brahmastra. So when this Brahmastra was released by one Vasuttama, the same symptoms of nuclear weapon. Krishna Krishna Mahabhava, there is.
You have a problem.
Why you have that? You say you have got enough books. I inquired from you in the morning, you say yes, you have got enough.
We have them, but we do not have them here.
That is another reason. People coming, gentlemen coming.
The question about was that he wanted to know what you are thinking about India.
I'm not thinking of India. I'm thinking for the whole human society. You know, why should I think for India? Vasudhaiva kutumbakam. When we become God conscious, then we don't take in that way, I'm Indian, I'm Englishman, I'm Australian, I'm we don't think. This is the crippled thinking of the materialistic person. But Pandita Samadasya, why not this word? Vidya Vinaya Sampanni, Brahmani, Gavihaspani, Sunichita Sapatis, Pandita Samadasya.
Vidya vinaya sampane brahma gavi hasni sunichai vashupati cha panditaha sambarshinaha. The humble sage, by virtue of true knowledge, sees with equal vision a learned and gentle brahmana, a cow, an elephant, a dog, and a dog eater.
Because our vision is from the standard of the soul. The soul is there in elephant as well as in the learned scientist. So, Pandita Samadarsana means a learned, advanced spiritualist. He sees that everyone is soul. The body, material body, is dress. Just like we are talking with Dr. such and such. Not is it dress. We are not interested in the dress, but we are interested with you, person. Similarly, these bodies are dresses. different dresses according to the price he has paid, according to his work. Nature gives him pakitakya manani vinikarmani sarva. Karanam guna sangasya.
प्रकृते क्रियमाणी गुणैः कर्मणः सर्वशः अहंकार विभूतात्मा कर्ताहमिति मन्यते. The bewildered spirit soul, under the influence of the three modes of material nature, thinks himself to be the doer of activities which are in actuality carried out by nature.
Nature is giving us different body. I am the spirit soul because I have accepted nature's protection. I am getting different types of body. This life I got this body, next life I may get another body. That is explained. Tathādhi hāntara prāpti. We have to accept another body. Now you are scientist, and then next life you may be different. You may have a different body. So where is that science? Here is the information. But where is the science cultivated in the university? There is no science. And this is fact.
Well, just on fire, do you want to sneak in one on the other?
No, I think you've answered it.
These are preparation which is prepared from Australian milk.
Okay, let him take.
Oh, isn't it? Thank you.
Even napkins, a little sweet, it's a sweet preparation called gulab jamun. And it's all prepared just from milk which has been made into curd.
Yes.
And then the curd has been fried in ghee, cooking ghee. And then after it has been fried, it has been soaked in sweet water. And it's very, it's called the gulab jamun. It is a very famous delicacy of that Indian cooking. It requires a great skill and art. And like our spiritual master said, there's actually hundreds and hundreds of food which can be prepared from this, like the cheese you would have
here.
Even cooking cheese and spicing it with asta tea and ginger, meat taste can be
simulated
very, very nicely.
Yes.
This cheese, as it is, you take, it is as beneficial as meat.
Protein,
yes.
Yes.
So why the animals should be killed? That's meat.
What is sweet water? You mean just sugar?
Sugar, yes.
Now, is this made here or is it
here? We make it up.
You make it here.
My spiritual master taught us how to make
it. Ancient science. Thank you very much.
For the...
Well, I am teaching them, eat nicely, live nicely, and be prepared for your next life, for going back to home. Back to you can take it by your time.
You mean to eat it now?
Yes.
I would sooner take it now and eat it with my wife.
No, take it.
Oh, that's a shame. If it's broken,
we can give you another.
Yeah. Very good.
Life, we can give you more.
Very sweet. Watch, it's very drippy though.
Yeah.
And if you send us cheese like this, we can send you.
But I must say something to my family.
I'm probably the irreligious if I said that it was soaked in rum.
Very good.
Shall I give you more?
No, that's very nice, thank you. I ruined my dinner, I just said that. Can I take the rest home?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Of course, it's been most interesting.
Oh, yes. Well, public relations, man, for dairy research.
Yes. One thing that we would like to mention, like our spiritual master says, there's a definite, according to the Vedic scripture, there's a definite link between consumption of milk and development of fine brain tissues. And if your Department of Knowledge has some research in that area, we think it would be a great service to mankind
if they could be informed how they can develop fine brain tissues which are needed with coping with the problems of this day and age.
Yeah.
Not that simply, oh well, if I disagree with you, we'll just fight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It has to be fine brain tissues in order to say, let us sit down and talk about this together. And we say that, according to the scripture, there is a definite link between the consumption of milk products, it's not milk, but cheese and all different milk products, the consumption of milk products and the development of the necessary intellect. This is why, as our spiritual master said, the highly intelligent people of India have lived predominantly not just drinking milk, but everything they ate was cooked in milk products.
Yes.
You know, the vegetables, rice, everything, even if rice was boiled, milk was put on, ghee was put on the rice. So that is an unavoidable essential in their diet, not simply from the palatable standpoint, but actually from the relationship between the physical and the metaphysical, you know, progress.
And thousands of tons of ghee, clarified butter, was offered in the yoga. The smoke created a kind of cloud, which is very good for cultivation.
Mm. Yes. Mm.